From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Friday, September 23rd. Here are today's headlines.
A years-long legal fight over the redevelopment of the former site of Burlington's downtown mall is ending. And we know we've said things like this before, but this might be a sign that work on the beleaguered City Place project could start in the near future. A group of citizens sued developer Don Sinnix in 2017 for allegedly violating terms of a previous settlement. Sinnix sold his shares in the project to a group of three Vermont developers in May, and now the new developers have resolved the case. Attorney John Frank represents the residents who brought the lawsuit.
I had clients who were retired and just wanted to move on, and they had been involved in this thing for 5 years, and it was very stressful.
Franco declined to share details of the settlement. The redevelopment of the former mall site has been stalled for more than 4 years. Last week, the developers submitted a request for federal funds to build affordable housing as part of the project. That's another potential step towards construction.
It may soon be easier to cross over the border into Quebec. By the end of this month, visitors to Canada may no longer need to show proof of vaccination against COVID. That's according to reporting from the Associated Press. Unvaccinated travelers entering Canada are currently required to quarantine for 2 weeks and test when they get there. Visitors are also subject to random COVID testing at airports and must fill out information in the Arrive Can app. All those requirements could end on September 30th. It's unclear whether the U.S. will make a similar change for Canadian visitors, the AP reports.
State regulators are closing an investigation into whether Vermont's emergency 911 system is sufficiently protected from power outages. The Public Utility Commission opened the case almost 3 years ago. As cell phones and various kinds of internet messages become more popular methods of reporting emergencies, the PUC wanted to know if power outages threatened the system. Since the investigation began, there's been more regulatory oversight between the power companies, telecommunication providers, and Vermont's Enhanced 911 Board. The PUC this week recognized that work and closed the case. Critics were calling for additional power backup systems. They say as more people use voice over internet communication, the emergency system will be impacted by power outages.
The Vermont Arts Council has announced dozens of new grants intended to support artists and arts organizations. The program received a record number of applications this year. 25 local artists were each awarded $4,000 grants to support a range of projects. They include a cyanotype exhibit of Lake Champlain, a marionette performance exploring the notion of liberty, and a documentary focused on migrant dairy farm workers in Vermont. Meanwhile, nearly two dozen nonprofits, municipalities, and schools were awarded more than $200,000 grants intended to expand access to the arts. Projects include a therapeutic theater program for children, an international music residency workshop, and a youth-led storytelling performance focused on the narratives of African refugees.
Coming up, why a business abandoned plans to open an office in Waterbury. More after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit VEDA.org to start your next chapter.
Last August, a tech company called MTX Group announced that it would hire 250 people to staff a new office in Waterbury. They were welcomed with open arms and were in line to receive the largest ever award from a state economic incentive program. But now, a year later, they've quietly canceled those plans. And Henry, you broke this story yesterday. What exactly does MTX do? And what had it been planning for this office in Vermont?
So MTX is primarily an IT consultant for state and local governments. They develop apps, websites, and other systems for states, including Texas, New York, and Vermont. The company was founded in Albany in 2018. It's now based in Dallas. And in fact, it's had a $15 million contract with Vermont since 2019. And most notably, it helped the state labor department create new unemployment claim systems after that program was overwhelmed by people who were looking to sign up for unemployment early in the pandemic. MTX grew really exponentially in 2020 and 2021 after it won huge government contracts, especially in Texas and New York, to conduct contact tracing. And then last August, it announced plans to open what it called a Northeast Regional Office here in Waterbury and hire 250 people in Vermont.
I imagine that was probably a welcome announcement for Waterbury, especially then, mid-pandemic.
Yeah, and these weren't just any jobs. These were well-paying tech jobs that they were promising to bring here. MTX CEO Das Noble was really effusive about Vermont at the time, even saying he wanted to buy a second home here. He told WCAX at the time that he wanted to make an impact on the local economy.
When I look back in 10 years or 20 years down the road, I want our kids to be proud that we did something meaningful in Vermont.
A few months after that announcement, state officials approved an incentive package for MTX, and that was worth up to $6.3 million. But the company would only have received that money if it followed through on its pledge to create new jobs in the state.
Which, as we've established, it did not. So what happened?
Well, so they went as far as to lease over 18,000 square feet of office space in Waterbury in a complex that's along Route 100, and they put up a sign with their company logo facing Route 100. But after they received their incentive last December, there really wasn't any other apparent movement on the project for a number of months. And then Jamie Stewart, the head of the Central Vermont Economic Development Corporation, told me that he reached out to the company about 2 months ago because he wanted to discuss a workforce training program, which he expected to set up for MTX. And he says that's when they told him they weren't coming.
Yeah, of course. It's unfortunate if, you know, you look at the jobs that we were talking about here, these were incredibly high-paying jobs that MTX was purporting to create.
Then in August, the officials who run the Vermont Employment Growth Incentive, or VEGI program, said that MTX told them they wanted to cancel their award that they've been given. And then in the last few weeks, the company listed their Waterbury office space for sublease. And then just this week, the company confirmed in a statement to Vermont Public that they would not be coming to Vermont due to, quote, changes in market conditions.
That is a kind of vague reason. Do you have any more insights into what that means exactly and what factors led the company to reverse their plans?
Well, so the company had been growing really exponentially, especially in the early years of the pandemic, because they pivoted to have a large part of their business be centered around things like contact tracing, supporting vaccine rollout for state and local governments around the country. They got these big contracts to do that. It's hard to say for sure, but it appears that they just weren't able to keep up with the pace that they had been on as those kinds of programs started to slow down in the past year or so. What is clear, though, is that Vermont is not the only place where they're pulling back now. Around the same time as they made the announcement in Vermont last summer to bring jobs here, they made almost identical announcements in two other places, Rhode Island and New Mexico. In both cases, they said they were going to create 250 jobs. A Rhode Island economic development official told me MTX has not opened an office there. A New Mexico official did not get back to me. There were other signs that MTX's commitment to Vermont might be a bit shaky well before it sought out the incentive last year and made this announcement that it was going to create jobs. The company's registration with the state, which is this very sort of basic routine form that businesses have to file with the Secretary of State's office, that had actually lapsed 18 months ago in March of 2021 because it failed to file a routine annual report. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. So its registration was already listed as terminated when it announced its plans to expand here. And then this week, it officially dissolved its business in Vermont in a filing with the Secretary of State.
All right. And all that said, MTX was also in line for the largest ever award from VEGI, the business incentive program you mentioned. But the promise of those funds clearly wasn't enough to get them to open this Waterbury office. Does the way this played out have any implications for the VEGI program?
Well, when I talked to economic development officials with the state, they stressed that this actually shows the program working as intended. MTX likely did not receive any money from the state because it didn't follow through with its plans to create jobs. But we don't know for sure whether they made a claim for any of their award, because details about company-specific VEGI claims, as well as payments and applications made by companies, those cannot be made available to the public under state law. And that feeds into longtime criticism of the program, most notably from the state's auditor, who says this is not transparent enough. State Representative Emily Kornheiser, who's on the House Ways and Means Committee, told me that this chapter with MTX again raises transparency questions about Veggie. And she said because even an award of this size wasn't able to get this company to come here, she wonders whether the program is really effective.
We need to really examine deeply the assumptions behind it, the idea that businesses would move because of just one incentive rather than the larger social, financial, workforce ecosystem.
And Kornheiser said she plans to reintroduce legislation in the upcoming session that would add new transparency measures to Veggie and make other reforms to the program.
Mm-hmm. And Veggie aside, bottom line here is that 250 jobs aren't coming to Waterbury. What does that mean for that area of the state?
Well, so local economic development officials there told me they're obviously disappointed. This would have given a boost to the local economy. But they still feel really optimistic about the area. Several businesses have moved into this large plant in the sort of village center of Waterbury that used to be occupied by Keurig Dr. Pepper. And just last week, another tech company broke ground on a new building that's very close to where MTX had planned to locate. This company is called Ivy Computer, and they make software for the waste management industry. They've been around Vermont since the mid-80s, and they say they plan to add dozens of new jobs in the next couple of years. Here's how Jamie Stewart, the Central Vermont Economic Development official, put it to me.
I think we'll be just fine.
All right. Henry, thanks for this.
You're welcome. And if you want to read the full story, you can find it at vermontpublic.org.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Marlon Hyde, Liam Elder Connors, and Kevin Trevelin.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you on Monday.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.